Well, the convoy left Bangui on Sunday with 1,300 people. They were all stranded, trapped in PK-12 since December. Basically, they were trying to leave Bangui when everything happened, and they couldn't. They've been surrounded by the anti-Balaka, and basically they were trapped for 4 months. So on Sunday, finally, we managed to organize this convoy. They are not from Bangui originally. These are Poles, nomads, Arabophones, so they were trying to go back to their own areas. And this is where they are going now. It's a long trip from Bangui. It's 3 days. So the convoy was attacked yesterday when it was between Sibut and the Dekoa, halfway. We don't have all the details of the attack because the convoy hasn't arrived yet. They will be in Cabo in a couple of hours. This is the latest news we have. When the convoy will arrive, we will make the point of the situation with MISCA, also African forces that are escorting the convoy.
Have the two people been identified that were killed?
Yes, they've been identified. We don't have the name so far, but it was a woman, 27 years old, and a man, 58, I think is the detail. Well, MISCA managed to respond to the attack, so they could continue, and they stopped later on when they were in a safer area. The problem is that there is no safe area right now in Central African Republic, so they're moving into areas controlled alternatively by anti-Balaka and then Seleka, so they are going through very difficult areas. The road is not good, so all these difficulties are making the journey, let's say, very difficult.
Do you all have any more convoys scheduled?
No more convoys scheduled. I mean, this is not a massive evacuation from Bangui. PK-12 was a very distinct situation that we were trying to solve since December. As I said, these people are not from Bangui, not from PK-12. The actual people from PK-12 are in the spontaneous site here in Bangui. And they will most probably they will go back to PK-12 following days or weeks. So this was a very specific situation. There is another group, another community, the Muslim community, still present in Bangui. They are in PK-5 in the 3rd district around the central mosque and inside of the central mosque. There is no plan to evacuate them or to relocate them. We are working on social cohesion. We want them to stay, and they told us, they told also the government, that if security is guaranteed, they don't want to go. They don't want to stay in Bangui, but they want to be free to move. They want to be free to cross the road without being attacked by the anti-Balaka groups. They want to go to the market, and they want to have a normal life here as it was before December.
So there are still Muslims that are there locally in the neighborhoods. However, they are going to be staying there. As you mentioned, the safety is a consideration. So what type of security measures are being put into place to keep them safe?
The EU force, for example, is being deployed now and will continue in April and May. We asked for extra attention to MISCA and Sangaris, especially in the 3rd district of Bangui, which is the area where still there is a mixed population of Christian and Muslims. There will be the peacekeeping mission that will be deployed in September. So security is the main challenge. If we manage to work on security, not only the Muslims will stay, but also the displaced persons that are now in the 40-plus camps in Bangui, they will return to their neighborhood, to their areas, and they will resume their activities and restart their life.